This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado will get a $361 million infusion of federal funding for its health insurance programs. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The money is coming via what's called pass-through funding. Instead of the federal government holding on to savings made by Colorado through a pair of its health programs, the money goes back to the state. Adam Fox is with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative.
We still have a long way to go to get to a point where healthcare is really, truly affordable for all Coloradans. But the increase in pass-through from last year to this year is significant.
A recent survey from the initiative found many residents delay or go without healthcare due to the high cost. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Congress has returned from its August recess, and CPR's Caitlin Kim reports there's one big item on the to-do list before the next break.
Congress has 3 weeks to figure out how to fund the government or face a shutdown. Both chambers are expected to pass a stopgap funding bill known as a CR before then, but there hasn't been much progress on a bipartisan path forward. Instead, House Republicans will kick things off with a partisan CR that will not pass the Democratic-controlled Senate or White House. Other items, like the annual defense policy bill, will likely have to wait until Congress returns after the November elections. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Colorado State Patrol officer suffered minor injuries this weekend during a shootout in Westminster, northwest of Denver. Officials say Corporal Ty Simcox was parked in the center median along Highway 36 when a man in a pickup truck shot at him. After the pair exchanged gunfire, the suspect was struck and later died at the scene. Simcox went to the hospital with minor injuries and was later discharged. This is CPR News and KRCC.